to fucking start today.
Okay.
Just like weirdness going on in the beginning and just, yeah, you know.
Right. We have been off for a little while, and now we're back, and smaller penises, erectile dysfunction.
It's been a rough couple weeks here.
I don't know. It wasn't. I mean, this is the first rough week I've had.
Right, and that's only because you got sick and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had some pretty good weeks. JC, not so much.
Oh, no. It's been some bad weeks lately, I think.
Yeah, since the last recording. You cut your face open?
Yeah, yeah. More like...
A big fat girl told you that she didn't want to go on a date with you?
Yeah, that hurt my heart a little bit.
What? Yeah, Jason, big lady.
Yeah.
Like, JC asked her out. He's like, what's up, baby? I love women of all shapes and or sizes. And she's like, I'm fat and you're gross.
Maybe she was like, gay. She was like, I'm fat and if we go out, then you'll never see me again. But she told me like her aunt died. And I was like, if you don't want to hang out, you don't have to lie to me.
That's a good excuse.
Like, I was like, if I'm wrong, like I apologize that your aunt's dead. But I don't think that's what's going on here.
Sorry about your aunt. But I'm happy that your uncle had to go. So he was a dick. He touched me. This is when I thought fucking you would get back at him for it fucking me.
Didn't work. Didn't work.
I wasn't able to complete the circle.
I still...
Also, I'm your cousin. This is a sick cycle of incest.
I wasn't really going to let you know I was your cousin until I knew for sure you were pregnant.
I wanted to be inside you when I told you, by the way. I feel good. Does that feel good? And you like that? I'm your cousin.
Hey, I was down in Kentucky. I mean, that shit's legit down there.
That's right. I think I texted you. I told you, like, no, I was going to. I didn't get a chance to. I got called away. I was going to text you and be like, just pretend to be related.
Yes.
So like, I was at the reunion. Oh, the family one. Not the school one.
Yeah, that's how you pick up chicks down there. That's,
panties drop.
Baby? Is that four teeth? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, two of them are fronts.
Their panties are hitting the ground so hard, they're one popping out over there in China.
Yeah. Hope you like your wieners like you like your ice cream. Soft serve. Let me tuck my softie into you. That's how you know a woman loves you, when she lets you put your limp wiener inside of her. And then you just stick a finger in with it.
Yes.
Like popsicle sticker? Right.
I'm splinting my lack of boner to be inside of you.
Oh, man.
And you know... You know it's love when she lets you, when she puts her mouth around a softie.
Nice.
And like beefs it up. That's how you know it's marriage material.
I mean, I'm going
to. You've gone too far when she lets you do it to the butt. If she's letting you tuck a softie into her butt,
it's too
she's
much.
She's done it before. And that's, that's on a different level of lady that you don't want to marry.
Okay.
You don't want to marry a lady that lets you tuck a softie in her butt.
I'm taking notes right
that's
now.
That's not. That's where the marriage material line is drawn.
Like, you're like, it's like good.
Any
good,
orifice
good,
but
good.
The girlfriend material lets you tuck a softie into the vag. Wife material sucks it hard.
That I'm gonna call bullshit on that one.
Why?
The Asian did that.
Did she?
Oh yeah.
Sometimes you can't. You can confuse marriage material with slut. She would have let you tuck a softie in the butt.
I'm sure.
See, that's yeah. I mean,
I never tried
that
it.
That opportunity.
I never tried it.
That's the line.
She would have went there. That's why.
Oh, JC. Tuck a softie in my booty. Every time we do JC's girlfriend, that's going to be the... Every time we do JC's girlfriend, yeah. Every time we talk about JC's ex-girlfriend, we're going to do that voice.
A very
JC,
racist
remember,
Asian voice.
Have sex with me. I let you tuck softie in my butthole, JC. Oh, we watch One Punch Man together, JC.
That bitch never watched One Punch Man with me.
Tuck your weenie in. You can start from
the
middle.
Let me guess, she wasn't into anime at all.
No, she wasn't. She hated anime.
Probably.
Fucking weird-ass Asian.
She fucking knows people who made it. Like her brothers and sisters. Five.
The rest of her family.
You know draw good. You die.
The rest of her family back over in the homeland.
Actually, her family was white. She was adopted.
Oh, so she's the one that survived on the sea container trip over.
Yep. The rest didn't make it.
bullshit is on that conveyor belt? Or it's like adoption, sex slavery, adoption, sex slavery. Hey, you're cute, but nah, you're too ugly as a baby. Come back when you're older. Oh, all the ugly Asian babies don't get sold into sex slavery. GC, do you got a list for us today before we...
Oh, yeah. We're going to find our porn names tonight, guys.
Oh.
All right, Hank, month and day you were born.
Month and day?
Yep. So I need, like, mine would be August 10th.
Okay, November 27th. You had to explain birthday to me. you guys continue on. This is the Comcast guy I've been waiting for.
November 27th. He is the Kitty Whipper.
The Kitty Whipper.
The Kitty Whipper.
That's not bad.
The Kitty Whipper. All right, Kyle. Let's hear it.
April 25th.
You...
Somehow I have a feeling this is going to be extremely gay.
You are the master squirter.
Yeah. The master.
You are the master of squirting.
I have the... Okay.
Mine is the... I am the sweet strapper.
The sweet strapper.
Ooh. I don't know how I feel about that. Am I, like, strapping an extra one on me? Doing some freaking DP action in my videos?
Maybe, like, you got two chicks front to back, and you got one on the backside strapped on, and then, like,
okay.
Every thrust.
So I'm, like, middleman in a straight.
It's like
three-way?
A reverse pig roaster.
That's a weird position.
So, like, instead of, like, two dudes being on one end, it's one dude with the strap on the back. With two chicks on the end of them.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just going back and forth, and, like, it's always in and out, in and out.
I mean, is that gay? Let us play this game. Is that gay?
I don't think there's anything. Now, if it
there
was,
are,
like, a dude fucking two other dudes.
Yeah.
That would be gay.
Yeah, no. But there are no guys involved. There are no guys involved, but you're still taking a strap-on into your butthole.
Oh, if you're still taking... Yeah, that's still gay.
You think that's gay? There's no guys involved.
Yeah, to me, that's still gay.
Okay.
I had an ex that tried to convince me that taking a dildo in the ass was not gay. And I'm like, there's not a part of that that doesn't sound gay.
I mean...
She's like, but a real man... I'm like...
A real man? How many real men out there?
Secretly wanting to chug his best buddy's dick if he's willing to take it in the ass like
that.
He's
like, you know... I can fit a 7-inch dildo in my ass. Just so you know, bro.
Yeah. That gets into that whole Kinsey scale. And, like, everyone's gay on a different level.
Okay,
and so, like, the higher on the scale you are gay, the more you are legitimately gay. So, like, a full-blown, I forget what it is, like, a scale through 1 through 10 or something. So, 9-10 is someone that's legitimately gay.
Okay.
Below that, you're, like a 7-8, like... You do all the gay shit, but you still prefer the opposite sex.
Okay.
And then, there's the way end aspect of that chart is, like, 0-1, and, like, you, nothing about the opposite sex attracts you at all. Like, you can't even acknowledge that another man's attractive. Like, just nothing to do with the same sex, should say.
Okay.
Means you, nothing about them is any kind of. Does nothing for you at all.
No, okay. So you just find no attraction.
Correct.
Alrighty. Kyle, I have a serious question to ask you.
Everyone always does.
I feel like we discussed this a little bit before the show, but I just want to make it, right here on record. Do you think Tarzan was a virgin before he met Jane, or did he beat gorilla cheeks?
Thank God fucking Hank's in the other room.
What do you think?
Oh, he did. There was definitely some monkey loving going on.
Hey, there's some monkey loving going on?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, to him, that's probably... Like,
oh, yeah, that's
they
what
probably
thought.
Just taught him as, like, this is what it is. This is how, you know, they wanted that Tarzan dick.
They wanted the Tarzan dick. Well, I mean, gorillas only have 1-inch dicks. Well, so, I mean, even if Tarzan has, like, a 3-inch dick, he's literally...
He's
packing.
King of the jungle.
He's literally king of the jungle.
Yeah.
On the other end of that, I was... Do you know, like, a sea barnacle? has like a 26-inch dick.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, and it's fuck. It looks like a piece of seaweed. It had pictures of all the different penises.
I think I've done that Google search before. There's like, there's a bunch of weird looking penises.
Oh yeah,
like it's.
Well, the Google search is because we were like, we saw that tweet, and then we were like, how big is a gorilla's dick? Like, would he be comparable to a gorilla? And then it was like, the first site that popped up was like, mysteries of the biggest and smallest animal penises in the jungle, and not the jungle, in the world. And I was like, all right, this is reliable. Clicked it, and it was just like all the big ones were first, and I kept waiting to see like gorilla and stuff. I was expecting gorilla on the upper end. Literally,
keep scrolling.
No, it was like gorillas had like 1 inch, which is ridiculous for how big gorillas are. Like even like orangutan was 2 inch, and then chimps were 3. So like monkeys in general have tiny dicks.
I can see how we derived from them. At least I understand their pain.
Right, at least down there. Nice.
So what was my porn name?
Oh, shoot. I gotta go.
I missed it all. I'll listen to it.
It was freaking, you were... Oh, yeah, you were the kitty whipper.
Yeah, yours wasn't bad.
You're the kitty whipper. Kyle was the master squirter. And I was the sweet strapper.
I mean, I feel like that's a receiver type thing. The sweet strapper is like the guy taking it.
Well, how we thought it was is I was thinking like maybe I just have like an extra one on and it's for like DP videos. I'm rocking two cocks.
She's like, just use the fake one.
Just use the you and that wimpy dick.
You can tuck that softy in my butthole. You and that wimpy dick.
You and that wimpy dick. Oh, use this.
That's the thing. Are you trying to have sex with me or hurt me? Dick slaps your wiener. Like, guard! I can't!
I'd be like that fat chick from that porn that was in your...
You ever see those porns where they're like the guy slaps the chick in the pussy? It's usually lesbian porn where she's like...
Just a straight slap.
Slap to the pussy and then rub.
I've seen like this, yeah. But not.
No, not all.
Okay, that's like I thought she was just like
paddling,
wow.
You know? No, like
just a smack little in the
G spot shot. But no, like I've seen. Imagine a chick doing that to a dude, just slapping his dick.
Be done.
I'd be like, no, owie.
System reset. I'm done. Try yet another day.
System reset. System reset. That's where you slap the dick and put a finger up the butt.
Oh.
That's the factory restore. You got everything you've learned resets. You go down into the fetal position.
No.
That's like the iPhone reset.
Yeah.
A finger up the butt and a slap on the dick is the male equivalent to a factory restore. You just lay on the ground in the fetal position crying.
Just,
And then if it doesn't and you finish, they're like, well, this one's malfunctioning.
They gotta get it. Gotta get a new one.
Ladies, I'm malfunctioning. You know. There is something seriously wrong about that.
Just a slap.
Oh, good God.
Oh, sometimes you can't use your finger either, and you gotta get one of those things to poke up there.
Yes.
What is this, cleaning a chimney?
Oh, God. What'd you do? Toilet brush.
Hey, that is two birds, one stone right there. You're going to have a clean butthole after that one, my friends.
Thank God. More stuff can go up it.
Right? Right now, it's kind of like getting peanut butter out of a shag carpet.
What have we missed while we were gone? We missed the... what have people been flipping out about on Facebook lately? They've been annoying the fuck out of me. The 2,000 white dudes with tiki torches.
Yes.
Down in Virginia.
People got fired because of that from their jobs.
Good. I mean, good. People, I mean, jobs don't want to be represented by, oh, thanks. There's a, you work at a counter at a fucking, a store. And you're like, didn't I just see you on the internet?
Rally.
For Nazis. And then people are freaking out like, Nazis are coming back, guys. I'm afraid of Nazis.
I mean, Hitler's still alive, so they're still hiding somewhere.
The thing is going to that news conference, you're giving them the attention they wanted. Like, we could get more Nazis. Not if nobody gives a fuck about them.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the thing. If nobody ever fucked a Nazi, there wouldn't be Nazis.
That's a true fact.
If no women ever fucked a guy that committed crimes, there wouldn't be bad boys.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. That's true. That's
exactly true. There wouldn't be dudes. There would be significantly less.
I was going to say, there would definitely be a really drastic decline all them different crime factors.
Well, to be fair, though,
it would still happen because you have the sporadic guy who just, like, loses his shit one day and decides to do something crazy.
Right, but if a woman were like, oh, God, that guy's been to... Like, think if women treated shitting your pants in front of them like they would somebody who's just out of jail, if you shit your pants in front of a woman, like, just openly, full on, and I mean fill the pants and overflow down the leg, shit your
was like
pants.
An instant panty dropper?
Right. No, just like that turned them off. Like, if the equivalent to that was having been to jail, guys would not go to fucking jail.
If women treated
drop filling your pants load in front of them like they did somebody going to jail, like, dudes would not be fucking out going to jail.
Yeah.
I ain't going to fucking jail.
I mean, normally the girls that are fucking those guys aren't usually winners themselves, though, to be fair. Like, oh my God, you just went to jail? And you have a fucking spider on your face?
Awesome.
Oh my God.
And you have a spider tattoo.
Just
fucking... My eyeball's the spider. These are the legs coming.
They're like, oh my God, have three kids with me.
Actually, I have two kids with me, and your friend over there, one, and then back to you for the other two.
Let's see your cousin over there. I'll get two out of him for sure.
Let's just do it at the same time. It'll be a gamble.
Rochambeau, whose kid it is.
Oh my God. I get the head start. That means I blow the load in her first.
Damn it. We all draw straws for it.
Oh.
So I'd be like, I'm out.
We did that. Everybody's worried about hurricanes in Florida and Houston. And
are they tearing statues down?
Yeah, still.
Still?
People are still taking statues down.
Fucking give it 5 minutes. Mother Nature will do it for you.
That's true. Hurricane Rick's coming in strong.
The idiots have taken over the internet. You got guys going, what did Obama do during Katrina? He was in Chicago, and nobody knew who the fuck he was. He wasn't president during Katrina. And then they got that picture, like, this is Michelle Obama shopping during Katrina. Like, that's Condoleezza Rice. And then I seen, like, the one that took the cake is somebody goes, Houston, Texas has a lot of minorities and Mexicans, and Miami has a lot of Mexicans. Trump is definitely shooting for the Mexicans with these hurricanes.
Yes. I like it.
If he could. Be completely different. And then people are freaking out that there's three hurricanes right now, and that's the worst. It's a global warming. Nobody said that in 2014 when there were three in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Or any number of times before we were keeping track. People haven't been around that long, and we didn't figure out how to fucking keep track for fucking people.
I was going to say, I remember when I was a kid and there was like a really bad year between tornadoes and hurricanes.
I remember in 2004 when like five of them hit Florida in the same year.
Yeah, I'm talking even back before that. Yeah. I'm talking like...
Remember Hurricane Andrew?
Yeah.
That was like the worst one. That's Hurricane Andrew was a five. This one they got coming now, they're like, it's going to be a four by the time it gets to Florida. And then here's the other thing. Florida's fucking ready. Like, everything in Florida is built, prepared for fucking hurricanes.
they know the drill.
Right. This isn't like, oh, no. This isn't like that time it hit fucking New York.
Yeah.
A hurricane hit New York City a few years ago?
Yeah, I can't remember what hurricane was.
That's brutal, because they ain't fucking ready for no hurricanes up there.
You know how many fucking Florida license plates I seen on my way to your house today?
Wow.
they're fucking getting out.
There's a lot out there.
They were getting out.
Here's the other thing. If you're still in Florida right now, you're not like emergency evacuation crew, the people that are supposed to rescue, the idiots that stay... Fuck you, man. They got buses. Yeah. People are bussing people out of there for free.
Yeah.
You deserve to stay there and get the fucking $19 bottle of water.
Hey, you got to get those Facebook likes somehow.
Right? We're in a hurricane! Woo!
I need to friend some of them people just so I can watch that shit Facebook Live.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I want to experience the hurricane, but I don't want to be there. So just, if you're that dumbass, friend me on Facebook. Go Facebook Live when it hits.
Find us.
Find us. Did you see that one picture that went viral? It was a shark swimming down the highway. Like in Texas.
No, so it's probably.
Yeah, it's guaranteed Photoshop, but people went crazy over it.
Like, oh my God. And then you see the people that fucking are swimming in their living room, shit like that, having a good old time, swimming down the road. You know they have the good insurance.
Yeah. Right, yeah, like a lot of people in Texas,
flood damage,
though.
Bitch, please.
No problem. Premiums paid. I got it on paper.
A lot of people in Texas, though, did not have the flood insurance, because, like, when's it going to flood in Texas?
And guess what?
Uh-huh.
And now you're the extra $3 a month you done saved.
Yeah, that's done. No house. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. That's things you got to think about. Man, when I'd fucking pay for everything. Probably, well, here, it depends on where you live in Muskegon as far as worry about flood.
But I'd still pay for flood insurance.
It depended on what the price is.
Well, the thing is, too, is you got to think about it like this. It's like, all right, so just like even like your hot water heater, a fucking tank blows out, it floods your basement. If you don't have flood insurance,
fuck.
Your shit's not covered.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm paying that shit. Fucking.
I don't have a house, so these are not issues I have yet.
I rent one.
I sleep in a box.
That sounds fitting for you.
Yeah,
sounds very.
That's about what I do.
A box?
Yeah, just a box. Yeah, I didn't tell you guys, but I stole one of those refrigerator door boxes. Just the big fridge box. I just sleep in that out in the parking lot most days.
It's like camping. I mean, I get it. It's going to suck here soon. It's going to start getting really cold.
Yeah, I know. I got to prepare for that. It's a real issue right now.
What you got to do is you got to find like one of the boxes that's got a bunch of that white styrofoam shit in there and like get some spray adhesive and glue it to the walls. Good to go.
I'll be all good?
Yeah, fucking insulate your cardboard box.
Awesome. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Don't tell Jack.
Yeah, no. Oh, shit. So what else have we missed since we've been gone? Fucking football season starting. Nothing really big to talk about there.
Nothing crazy. No Lions games have happened yet.
Sunday. I'll be there. I can't think of anything good that we've missed that's been in the news. North Korea. We made some underground nukes.
Yeah, they're going hard.
They can't shoot a rocket here. Even if they could, it'd get shot down way before. And then people are like, oh, the world's going to end. How many nuclear weapons does it take to end the world? Anybody just take
a
guess?
I've watched like a lot of like those death battles and like anime like fights and shit like that, like trying to get them science driven. It's like ridiculous fucking level. It's like 65 like quadrillion megatons or whatever the fuck it is of like explosives just to do that. It's a ridiculous amount that no nation, even all the nations put together, I don't think could muster that much force.
No, I'm pretty sure
the
U.S. alone could.
I don't know. It's a lot to just completely destroy the world. The whole world. Done.
Inhabitable?
Like
or
end our way of life? Or just destroy the world?
End humanity. Not just blow. I'm not talking blow up the earth.
I think to just end humanity, it's only like 300 and some.
That might be more realistic for like radiation maybe, but I feel like it'd have to be more than just one hit. It'd have to be, like, well-placed in order to spread the radiation all around.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to drop them in different spots. And
I don't know. I just don't think North Korea has that power.
It's 100 in one region can drastically change the world for 25 years. Temporarily destroy much of the ozone. That's 100 in one area.
100 nukes?
Yep.
How strong are the nukes?
Doesn't matter. Just regular everyday nukes. 5 teragrams of a black spot will rise up in the earth. That's 100. Like, you know how crazy you gotta get to do 100? And let's point out the other thing is, those other countries don't want that. North Korea doesn't want the world to end.
No.
They
just want to kill America.
And you know what 100? Look what 3 did. A 3 brought a whole country to its knees.
They're like, fuck.
Yeah. 100 isn't... I don't think we'll see 100 in our lifetime, mainly because...
Right. I actually read an article about why North Korea hates it so much, hates the U.S. so much. It was because, like there's, like, the during that Korean War, North Korea got assistance from Russia, and South Korea got assistance from us. So when, and technically, honestly, that war is still going on. There's no peace treaty ever signed. So technically, that war is still going on. But since, you know, South Korea, you know, is now thriving, is doing better than North Korea, North Korea just kind of blames it all on us.
They backed the wrong people. And then we're getting too political for this fucking show. But
let's go back to talking about dicks.
Right. North Korea's. And Russia doesn't even want anything to do with North Korea.
I don't think anyone wants anything to do with North Korea.
The U.S. isn't gonna, most likely isn't going to go to war. We'd be stupid to. Let China deal with it.
Yeah, that'd be a stupid war.
I was going to say, I don't... Yeah. Someone will be like, okay, look, it'll be a bigger deal if the U.S. handles it. We'd handle it if it got that far and no one else stepped up. We'd be like, whoa, hold on. We're not going to just let this shit happen.
Right.
China's going to do it because China doesn't want...
China doesn't want to lose their bank account.
Right.
I mean, worst case scenario.
We are fucking China's bank account. Yeah. Like, fucking, if we don't exist no more.
China is really close behind. They are not self-sufficient. Something like 90 or 80% of their, it's an insane number. It depends on the American consumer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, worst case scenario, you can just send Seth Rogen in there.
Yeah.
He'll get the job done.
Everything's done. All right, let's do some Would You Rathers.
Oh.
These are directly towards men, too.
I'm still down from the last set we did.
Nice. Would you rather be... Nobody lets them get that down. Fuck your mom's body. Oh, JC.
It's one-way shame.
It's two-way shame.
It's not two-way shame.
All right, would you be... Would you rather be 4'5 or 7'7?
Oh, 7'7. NBA all day.
4'5.
4'5, you can't drive.
Bullshit.
I'll go 7'7. I'll be like, hello, ladies. Who wants suck Hank Weenie?
You don't even got to bend down for it.
Yeah.
Got it right at the right height.
All right. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Deaf. Yeah, deaf.
I'm good with blind.
I don't know.
I mean,
I really enjoy listening to music.
I mean, if you're blind, every girl's a 10.
Yeah.
That's true.
Blind. Blind as fuck. I might not even be a girl.
Hey, you don't know. You don't know.
Whoa! Your gun's poking me in the hip. Would you rather be short and well-built or fat and tall? Well,
how short is short?
I got one of those. I am fat and tall.
I'm like the worst of the two combos.
I'm going to go short and built.
Short and built. I'm going tall and fat.
I don't know. I'm like the two worst of like the combination. I'm short and fat.
I'm just average.
I'm going to go tall and fat.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
I'm going to handle the fat part.
Would you rather take a guaranteed 100,000 or a 50-50 chance at a million? I think we had that one before.
I don't know. That's that's
going guaranteed.
A guaranteed 100 is that's a lot of money.
I like to gamble. I'll do the 50-50.
I want to take the 100,000 just because that's a lot of money.
All right, here we go. Super strong or super fast?
Ooh.
Super strong.
I'm going to go super fast.
I'm super fast on that one. I think we've had some of these. Would you rather lose your hair or lose your hearing? Huh?
Like,
who's that?
I can live without hair.
I can get some sympathy puss for having cancer. That's a movie. I don't remember what movie it was.
Would you rather have a third wrist or a third eye?
Like a third wrist? Like a whole third arm?
Yeah, that's not a very good one, is it?
Like a
third wrist.
Well, like, where's the wrist at? Is it just like...
If it's halfway in between here, I work on a lot of shit, and that could be candy as fuck. If I could bend my arm right here...
That'd be so weird. I can't even imagine having...
I've always said, like, another elbow. Like, if I could have an elbow right here, and, like, I could, like, fold my arm there, there's just... It'd be so handy working on shit.
I don't know what good a third eye would do. It'd just look weird.
Yeah, you'd look like a mutant, but, like, you could train, or you'd look normal most of the time if you had a third wrist.
You're just like...
Unless if it's on your dick.
That would be prime. I want it. I want the wrist on my dick.
I think it'll, like, swivel the head of your dick around.
Cock slapped.
Oh, well. All right, here we go. Would you rather have a crush on ugly people or have ugly people have a crush on you?
I live with the second choice all the time.
Probably the second choice would be better.
Ugly people be wanting you?
Yeah, slump buster.
You'd just be... It wouldn't be a slump if you would consistently take
advantage
of it, JC.
It's a slump buster. You only take it every now and then when you need it.
You would just... If that many ugly women had crushes on you and were all about the JC, you would be banging them consistently.
I don't know about that.
I think I guarantee you would.
Especially after he got the first one down. He'd be like,
this is doable.
They're just constantly like, ooh, JC, I'm going to suck your dick off.
I'm like, all right, let's do it. Okay.
It's not a slump buster if that's the norm. Just all day, like, yes, more. Right in my face. Do it.
Yes. Bring me that. Bring me
what
that
else
ugly
happened?
Puss.
I cast a movie. We got the whole movie cast.
Yes?
Yes. I added a male part that JC is going to play.
I was going to star my dick.
That's a different movie.
I don't think that one's fully written yet.
No, not yet.
No.
I'm working on it. But your wiener will be in there.
Yes.
Which kind of ruins the surprise for everybody. Now they're going to know what you're doing here.
Oh, no.
Oh, they would have had to lift to listen to this. Let's do some fucking...
I think we should do a bubble now that just, like, has a bubble when it's that point and it just says JC's dick.
Like, go behind the scenes like the the writer's commentary.
Yeah. It's just a short film. I'm working on a couple things.
How's Pizza Life coming?
Pizza Life is going down. Remember how we've been struggling to figure out 5 episodes?
Yeah.
I said, why struggle so hard? Let's do fucking 4. The first episode we got wrote. Second episode's going to be the one with Gary and the lemonade stand outside.
Okay.
The third, and then he's just going to hire Gary. And then Gary becomes like our fucking, what's the guy on The Office?
Michael Scott?
No, the other one.
Dwight?
Dwight. He becomes like our Dwight. You know, every show's got to have the wild, like the Urkel or the Dwight, you know?
Yes.
Gary will be like our Dwight on that show. Third episode's the fucking Ode to Clerks. Then the fourth episode's the you know, the one we...
Follow Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third episode will be the Follow Him, the Ode to Clerks where he wakes up.
Oh, that's right.
All black and white. So that'll be Pizza Life, and I should be able to get that wrote here in the next couple weeks, and then we'll start pre-production. But we're going to film LDR. I got that all the way wrote now and done, and it's all the way cast.
Nice.
We got Tamar. Kyle's playing a character named Kyle, which he always plays. Kyle.
Yeah.
The next movie should just be LSD.
Right. Just hand out LSD at the theater and everybody goes in. No movie plays.
45 minutes of a black screen.
They're just like...
And credits. You're like, oh, it was awesome! It's different every time. I see it.
Yes.
I'm fucking addicted to this movie.
Woo!
Yeah. So I did that. I got that going. Me and my daughter started a podcast for another local podcast network, and I'm actually going to put them up on our page too. But we'll rip it. It's the guys from Geek of Gab made their own network. They got a bunch of D&D podcasts, cool stuff. It's called Rule One Entertainment.
Nice.
Yeah, and Shane and them are working on a movie, too, a short film.
Nice.
So then we're talking about maybe doing a short film Muskegon Film Festival, which would be easily doable. Yeah. So if you're listening out there and you want to just, fuck, I don't care if you make a short documentary, make a movie, film your friends. Nobody's bitching about quality here. Just make a fucking movie. Get out there. Make what you and your friends find funny. That's, mm-hmm. That's what me and Kyle do.
Yeah.
We make what we find
Not
funny.
Not many other people find it funny. But no. We don't care.
We get a kick out of it. Suck our dick. That's basically the goings on and what we've got coming up there. The live show, October 14th. We got that coming up.
I was going to say, that's less Less than a month away or a month away?
It's a little over close. A month, about 5 weeks away. You'll get to come see us live.
Ooh.
Geekly Gab guys are going to open. Then we're going to do some Wi-Fi 3.8 and then on to the old Biffy, Stiffy, and Cribbly. And then fucking, you know, I'll probably do some sexy stuff. See if we can't find JC a gay man for the night.
Probably won't be that hard.
Yard sales playing?
Nope.
No?
I don't know what band's playing.
What happened? Do I want to know what happened there?
Yard sale got offered more money for a different gig, so they took that. Apparently it's all about the dollars.
Can't really blame them.
No. Well, I haven't got word back on what band we'll have playing after us, but it's going to be a fun night. We're all going to hang out after and have a few drinks. Maybe get a little crazy. Maybe watch JC take his dick out.
There's a great possibility of JC taking his dick out.
Right.
If you 85. Can get him drunk enough, you can get his dick out.
So I think that we'll just save the crime for the next time. We'll call this a podcast. And then the next few weeks, I think when we do our podcast, we're going to go live. So we can really start promoting that fucking live show. Like, this would be more what you get.
All right.
Good thing we didn't choose this week. I look like shit.
Right.
Sound like
I
shit.
Think the living room's set up a little better now for actually doing it live. Put it right there, plug it in.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just got to find a way to hold your phone up.
Yeah, we'll duct tape it.
Nice. There's got to be a way to do it with the computer.
I think with a webcam or something like that.
I know there's got to be a way, because this drag racing show, channel I watch, 1320 Videos, they go live all the time, and they do it through...
Got to be a way to do it through our camera.
Through their cameras now.
Yeah.
Just got to get the camera to hook up to the... computer or something like that and recognize it's a camera. We'll fuck with it. Well, I guess anyway, let's call this a fucking podcast. Get this shit on the airwaves.
Yeah. All right.
October 14th, fucking come out.
Suck our dicks.
Please.
Hard.
Even if it's soft.
Just any way it gets in a mouth.
Just don't let it put a